everyone, my name is Dave Nixon and welcome to the Alpha Theta Flow podcast. This is Flow 630, and today I'm talking a little bit more about Donny Schenkel again. It's my last little man crush on him, probably not, but for now it is. But I want to round out the week with another story, I guess, that he shares. You can find this, he talks a little bit about it on, there's a trailer for The Lion Killer on YouTube for Donny Schenkel. So worth actually having a look. I think it's pretty cool, not just from the Olympic lifting standpoint, but from an athletic standpoint. And so he talks about the first day he walked into training with a world-famous Bulgarian coach, Ivan Abajev, who they called Uncle. And he walked in and said, Ivan, what do you want me to do today? And Ivan just stares at him and goes, I don't know, what do you want to do today? And I remember hearing this years and years ago. This trailer is about 7 years old, right? And Donny Schenkel goes on to explain his interpretation of what Ivan's saying. But really what we're looking at here is like, don't let people tell you what to do. That's the crux of what this world-famous Bulgarian coach was saying to Donny. Like, I don't know, what do you want to do today? Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that there's this you know, we should all be under responsible as coaches and just let our clients run riot and do whatever the fuck they want. I'm not saying that, but you're trying to build a human that can make decisions, and that question, what that question's actually doing is allowing that person to go in and go, hang on a sec, what is it that I want to do today? And now when I spent a fair bit of time out in America and spent some time with some really fantastic athletes, and one of the guys that comes to mind, Rob McDonald, known as Bobby Maximus on Instagram. But Rob, I like Rob. Rob's a great guy. Who he displays on Instagram as Bobby is completely different to Rob. And so I remember speaking with Rob, and he talked about his best mixed martial artist coach, because he fought in the UFC 2 or 3 times. His best mixed martial arts coach, he would rock up, and Rob was able to go, I feel like doing pad work today. They're like, all right, let's do some pad work. And there's other days where it's like, today's a sparring day. I'm feeling sparring. And so they'll do sparring. It was this structure, but this flexibility based upon where this person was at. And we have to develop this intimate understanding for ourselves. When we continually get told what to do, it goes back to that point at the start of the week, which was we become a slave to coaching, of just being told as if this person knows what's best for us. I don't know what's best for you. I'm willing to work with you as you unfold and figure out what is good for you. And I'll work with you on that and give you my feedback. But this is the thing about feedback. To move from a codependent space to dependent, then independent, then interdependent, to move through that, let's call it a ladder, so to speak. It's actually more of a hierarchy, but let's call it a ladder. To move through that, we need to get feedback. The difficulty is that school taught a lot of us that feedback was the authority's feedback for us so that we could become better. And what ends up happening as an adult is that we're constantly seeking this external authority to give us feedback, and a lot of us may struggle with the actual internal feedback. How does this feel? Do I feel like I'm going closer towards my goals? Otherwise, there's just these people that are constantly looking for external feedback, even though they're moving further away from the things that they enjoy and what's important to them. So feedback is both other-referent and self-referent. It's never just one. And so a good coach will allow you to really develop this deeper understanding of what's actually going on for you without projecting their shit onto you, saying that's what you need to do. You need to do this. You need to hit this type of volume. And a lot of people struggle with this concept, and it's something that's not just a matter of going, oh, it's like that, is it? Okay, I'll go do that. It's a concept to develop and a relationship. There's multiple relationships occurring. There's between the coach and the coachee, but there's also between the coachee and themselves. There's also between the coach and the coach, because the coach in that moment is also a student. They're continually interacting with the world around them and the people around them, so they too can become better. What's the feedback for them? Is this something that I'm really enjoying right now? Did I really land what I was trying to say and get across? Was I actually listening to this individual as they were communicating to me? What kind of other questions could I ask to get to that information sooner so we could get a better result based upon where the client's at and what they want? There's this continual fucking unfolding, right? And so good coaches will point at you and go, I don't know. What do you want to do? Stop just letting the world tell you what to do all the fucking time. Now, what's really interesting is that the life conditions of an individual heavily impact the person's mental and physical capability to be able to make those decisions. Sometimes people don't want to do that sort of stuff, but as long as they're consciously knowing that they're making a decision to stay codependent, being told what to do, if that's a conscious decision, my example is with my accountant. I'm codependent with my accountant. I'm totally okay with that. I'm fully aware of that. He's fully aware of that. He's okay with that. And that's a relationship we're both, you know, understanding of. If it got to the point for me where that might change and I'm like, fuck it, I'm just going to go do all this stuff by myself, I have to be able to get feedback from other reference. So that could be the government, it could be other businesses, it could be other mentors, but also feedback for myself of how I'm going through and developing the skill set of what an accounting skill set would look like, so that I could become dependent, independent, and interdependent in that space. So that's a pretty dry example of a conscious codependent relationship. It's not like all codependent relationships are negative in nature. It's not true. But unconscious, unknowing conversations and unknowing relationships that keep us codependent can be dangerous if it's in conflict to what we truly want. And if we struggle to define what we truly want, right? If we struggle to do that, then my guess is you're probably in a codependent relationship with your coach. And so it's worth looking at it and going, okay, am I currently achieving the goals that I want? Or what would achieving these goals that I want, what would that give me that I don't currently already have? What would achieving that give me? And they go, you'll get more praise. And you're like, fuck, why do I need more praise? It's like, well, if you get more praise, then it means you're doing the right thing. It's like, holy shit, look at this belief structure that I'm holding. Hey, right? All these frames around, as long as I get this external validation, then I'm doing the right thing. But what's my true north? What's my personal true north? What's my personal thing that tells me that I'm enjoying what I'm doing, that I'm living in a state of flow, that I'm being fulfilled no matter what the challenges and the pain that comes through? I'm able to work through that because it's really different, right? Like I mentioned multiple times, maybe it's on top of my mind, that you got to choose your hard. But if the hard is a part of the journey of meeting the things that are truly important for us that allow us to feel fulfilled, then that's normal. That's life. And that's what gives it beauty. That's what gives it enrichment. But if the pain is on behalf of something that you just don't give a fuck about, but you're lying to yourself saying that one day you're going to get the recognition that you deserve, you don't have to wait for that. Right? And it's worth asking though, why am I still seeking that? What will my goal give me that I don't already have? And see what comes up for you. And on that note, team, I am done. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you'd pass it on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. If you haven't already, you can grab a copy of my book, Mining Yourself, anywhere online that sells books or at alphathetaflow.com. If you'd like one personally signed by me. If you're an athlete or a coach or a high performer and you're wanting to find out how to find your flow, then check out alphathetaflow.com and get in touch because I'd love to have a chat with you. But that's it from me. Big love, peace and pizza. I'll see you soon. We'll be right back.